during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everybody, to the Gemini Ransom Effect. I am Jim DeBose, a sports doctor, and the man who is going to be doing his best to channel his inner Devin is here with us, David Action Jackson.
You're welcome.
And the reason why he's going to be doing his best to channel is because Devin's not with us today. He had important businessman stuff to do.
Okay, so
I mean, this is stuff that you and I just don't understand.
So listen, like we said.
So where is he playing golf now?
Charlotte.
Listen, no golfing. So we just don't understand. It's so, just beyond us.
Like we've always said, and we'll say it again and again. Nobody has it like Devin.
That's correct. So what that means is that we can freely talk about it.
So, and with that, I'm glad you brought that up because what show is this? What number of, is this 27?
28.
This is 28. Thank you, Professor D, for being there for us. Number 28.
Don't even know what the hell you're doing.
Number 28 will be the best show we have ever had. And you know why?
He's going to have to step his game up when he comes back to fit in.
Because we want to make him realize that we carry him on our backs.
He may get cut. I'm just saying.
And not only that, but we have brought in someone that, this just goes to show you how easily replaceable you are.
Yeah, and you need to listen to this, Devin.
Okay, this is where all we did was make a single phone call. That's it. That's all we had to do. And next thing you know, we have someone here who's prepared.
Sitting in Devin's chair.
Sitting in your chair.
What used to be Devin's chair.
Focused.
It's a comfortable chair, by the way.
Very comfortable.
So
sits well.
I'm going to allow Jim to do the introductions there for our special guest host.
Yeah, man. So we've got Mr. Jeremy Reynolds with us today, who is going to be our guest host. And he is with the Winder Lions Baseball.
That is correct.
And he's going to be our guest host today. And we'll definitely get into some questions and queries and see what's going on in the world of the Winder Lions baseball here in a little while. But first of all, before we get to that, we're going to talk about everything else we're going to do as well.
Action packed, son.
Action packed.
Action packed.
So, as you know, we are GRE with triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose. But today, I guess we're just GRE with double D's again.
I like double D's.
So that'll be all right. We'll handle it. But welcome to the show. Today we're going to get into, on the national Facebook news side, David's going to get into, talk about the death of Justice Scalia and the questions surrounding his death and Obama's funeral choices. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I don't know what's up with that. But why the Wall Street Journal doesn't like Donald Trump.
I'm just saying.
A little bit. And it's a little obvious, right?
It's a little obvious.
And then there was an 18-year-old posing as a doctor in Florida.
Just doing what he needed to do.
And my first question, of course, is what kind of doctor was he posing as?
So
it wasn't one of those.
It wasn't.
At age 18, the only doctor you should be posing as is one of those.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It wasn't one of those.
Wow. That's surprising yet disappointing.
Yes.
And all in the same. Yeah. All in the same. But and also a Virginia mom that was charged in the murder of her son after 10 years. So we're going to we'll hear about the strange circumstances with that situation. And also Chelsea Clinton picks who she believes will be president. And it's probably not who you think.
It's out of her own mouth.
Yep, there you go. And then during the During the local segment, we're going to be with Mr. Jeremy Reynolds, talking about him in the first segment, because I'm going to be doing that in place of Devin, because he's not here. He laid out just like a typical millennial that he is.
Well, you know, I just want to say I appreciate you
Houston,
guys for bringing me in.
We have a problem.
Uh-oh. You know what? I've already been replaced. I've got three words out, and I see
done.
How easy it is. Yeah.
Didn't
no, I've listened to the show a couple times, and It doesn't seem like the bar's too high, so we should fill in nicely here.
And that, my friend,
on dope.
And that is why it's easy to replace one of the GRE with triple D.
So, but here's the thing, though: the local, but mostly national news is actually going to be local news today. So,
yes, it will be.
It will be. So, there you go, Devin. So, Jeremy Reynolds is going to be with us. I'm going to actually bring you also the Tech Talk segment. TT with D. That's right, and it's going to have a little sports twist to it because I can. And that's just what I do.
You're the sports doctor.
In sports, we'll also get into a UFC legend and early champion passed away this week. And also a former champion that said they contemplated suicide after losing a fight. So we'll talk about that as well. And we had a 14-year-old basketball player that was impaled by one of the wooden planks on the floor.
I saw that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That was pretty crazy. And let's see. Oh, the NBA and the NBA players' new tactic to get more money. So apparently, I didn't realize they were struggling, but we'll talk about that as well.
Okay.
and then you've got Peyton Manning has been in the news.
OPM.
OPM. He can't just win the Super Bowl and retire.
Who did it?
People have to come in and bring up old college tea bags. I just don't understand.
Now, does this have anything to do with the 18-year-old doctor in Florida?
It may intertwine, possibly. But this happened in Tennessee.
He wasn't one of those doctors either.
He wasn't one of those.
Well, it may have been a doctor conference down there.
maybe he thought she was a different kind of doctor. I don't know. And also a former Division I quarterback arrested and charged with a felony. We'll talk about that as well. And stay tuned for a show filled with verbal assault in the absence of Devin's entitlement attitude. Hey, listen,
that's great,
so,
man. That's
listen,
great.
I got to say, David and I are fresh off a 2-hour Rock Band video game tour over the weekend, and we're just...
we tore it up.
We are at the Frost, so we're pumped, untouchable, and ready to cut loose.
I just want to say the vocals... We're on point.
We're just nailed. Done.
They were nailed. At least 90% above.
Listen, it doesn't matter that it was on easy. It was nailed. I'm just saying.
I went to that. I clicked at the Brutal one time. Didn't make it past the first verse.
Didn't make the cut.
I was booed off the stage.
You became one of those people that they show in the first episode of American Idol.
That is correct.
Yeah. So, and don't forget at the end of the show, Professor D is going to let us know who will be awarded the DB of the week. And Mr. Reynolds,
you are
eligible.
Devin's Sweet. Already got six.
Devin. Well, old Dev.
If Devin wins the day, there's a problem.
We need to regroup and reform. David, disclaim us so we can freely banter, discuss, and offend.
So none of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect are those views and opinions of 107.1 FM WJBB Radio, nor do they represent any views and opinions of our wives.
There you go. It's done.
It's done. Did. Finished.
All right, so bring us in.
Bring us in. So this is it. This is it. Okay.
Local news with the
I
bows.
I thought about this all last night. All
right.
How do I put the same flair but with a different name?
I'm excited.
And it just came out to be simple. Local news with Dubose.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's nice.
Changed it up. That's fancy.
That's fancy.
And again, that is how you know you've made it.
And that is Rock Band Lessons number 3.
3 and 4.
3 and 4. 3 and 4, yeah. My bad. Yeah.
Make it your own.
Embrace it.
Embrace it and make
embrace
it your own.
Embrace it and then move forward, you know?
That's it. Make it happen. So no time wasted. Here we go. Let's get into it. Again, I want to welcome our special guest, Mr. Jeremy Reynolds. He is the prez of Winder Lions Baseball.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to be here. Like I said, easily to be replaced. And let's hope that, let's just hope it goes well today. So we
yeah, that's it. The old interview process.
This is essentially an interview. This is essentially an interview for one of three positions.
One of three positions, yeah.
Three.
On the GRE with Triple D.
Any one of them could be cut loose at any time. Yeah.
And we're not... We're
four.
Not, oh, four. Four. Sorry, four. Professor D's job's up for grab. We're not sure which one, but we're just going to say that we're definitely moving forward.
That's right. Something will happen.
We've got the empty chair, so it's going to be easy to replace that one. We just see how far we can step this up.
That's right.
See what we can do here. We're going to make progress.
So I know a little bit before we got started today, we were talking about the Lions baseball club, and I know you're kind of filling us in some information, which we thought was pretty unique. Tell us a little bit about the Lions baseball, how you guys came about and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, back in the 50s, the Lions Club actually hosted Little League tournaments, and it was basically a cow pasture out there, part-time FFA convention, part-time baseball field, so there was nothing necessarily official out there. A gentleman by the name of Charles Maddox, who was with the Lions Club, he's also had several other opportunities in Barrow County. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of a place called the People's Bank. His father founded that, and he continued the tradition on along with his son, Chris. He started this as a place for his kids to play baseball back in the mid-70s, and we've been there ever since. And just an outstanding place. This is a completely non-funded, non-city organized, non-county organized baseball park. We are a 501c3. Everything that we have that comes in is through the generous donations of our registrants, our donations and sponsorships from the county, and we are extremely fortunate and happy to be doing what we're doing. This is people who come out here strictly for the love of baseball and who want to have their kids have a great experience, a positive, uplifting experience, but also learn the game in a respectful and traditional manner. So excited to be up here and be part of the show today.
So how does one become the president of the Lions Baseball Club?
Well, there's a
someone had to be taken.
I'm just saying, it's much like Survivor, and there are challenges.
It's kind of like the Hunger Games kind of situation.
Luckily, I found the hidden idol, and it gained me immunity to onto the next round.
That's it.
Now, have you been involved with them for a long time?
I grew up playing baseball. My grandparents were big into the Lions Club, and so I've had a part of this park for the past 20 years, whether it was playing baseball as a child or being part of the fairs back when the fairs were in town, ran the carnival, the ticket booths, and so on growing up. My two children, I've got a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old. Well, my 7-year-old has been playing since he was in pre-T, which is the non-competitive rookie league. And we just got more and more involved in it and saw the way things were going, and the gentleman who had run it before me was a gentleman by the name of Tony Webb, and Tony is – you couldn't find a more baseball-related gentleman who is just knows the X's and O's. But being that it's a volunteer position, it weighs on you at times. I mean, you basically – this is a full-time job that you're not paid for. And, you know, he expressed interest in moving on and doing some other things, and but I just took the mantle up from him, and it was a big help to have him there with me and to teach me what needs to be done. And we've been extremely successful in the past 8 months that I've been there. As a matter of fact, our spring registration is up over 260 kids, which last fall was 176. So we're looking almost 100 kids above where we were. And we are – technically, we're at capacity. I mean, it's let's just hope the fire marshal doesn't find out that we're over-serving our guests. And
they just found out.
The fire marshal listens –
avid fan.
Avid.
Well, based on the conversation I had with Judd earlier, I'll just pay him off as well. So we're good.
Let's see. Mark one down for Jeremy.
What crimes have I just committed? Extortion, bribery, and
that's not gonna so listen, a couple of burritos and a blizzard.
A couple things jumped out at me there. Okay, one is that you know, Jeremy used to play baseball.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so now
not very good. But
you're a coach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a, you know, excellent coach. So between the two of us, I want us to make an informed decision about what position he played.
Oh, this will be fun.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say right off the bat, he was a sub. And he subbed in right field.
Wow, that is that's as close as you could get.
Are you trying to say right field's not an important position?
Except for the fact that I never left the bench.
Except that in order to sub, you have to go in. So yeah, I was never a sub.
So I was one of those guys that basically never took the field, and I'd be a great manager.
See, that's what I'm saying. Manager.
You get to wear the uniform.
You
and everything.
Get to wear the uniform.
That's all that matters. Yeah,
you shake hands after the game, and you're still clean.
Absolutely,
that's right.
So, what age groups do y'all go up to? Like, I know you said you started.
I was going to ask what the age groups are.
We have up until this spring, we've actually added two new age groups. And the first starting age group is our rookie league, and that's our 3-4 league. That's a non-competitive league, and basically that's for the kids to come out, learn how to play baseball. It's two innings. Everybody bats around, has a good time, and it's just something that they can get the introduction to it. T-ball is 5 and 6. For those, I mean, y'all have coached. Y'all know that y'all how this goes. But we go all the way up to age 12 at the Winder Park. So once you get outside of that, there was no real place to go other than – excuse me. Sorry about that. There was no other place to go unless you went to either the high school
or like
middle school.
That's just like Devin. He gets sidetracked.
Yeah, you get sidetracked. Yeah, so I'm fitting in good now.
Yeah, you're fitting in.
Yeah, I am. I'm already on a point here. But we actually just added our Dixie pre-majors and majors, which takes us all the way from 13 to 19. So now you can play baseball with us all the way from age 3 to 19.
Oh, wow. And
on the same fields?
Fields. We actually added – we just added the stadium fields.
The 19-year-olds play on the field that has the 100-foot
I was wondering.
The 19-year-olds play on the T-ball fields.
They play on the three – yeah, they play with the 3-4.
Look at Master D's face, man. Yeah.
They get down on their knees.
What the heck's wrong with you?
Hey, listen. They get down on their knees to swing the bat.
Whoa. Easy.
Easy there.
Mark yourself down for 2 for that comment.
Well, my you know, I don't know how the parents are, but there, you know, there's really, as far as parents are concerned, no such thing as a non-competitive league.
Yeah, so we were kind of curious about how, you know, because, you know, a lot of places nowadays are hey, everybody's a winner. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
You know, and baseball, nobody keeps score at certain ages. And I get the rookie league. I really do. And that's all about entry level. But I think once you get into 5, 6 and above, there's got to be a score. There's got to be a winner or loser. Is that how you guys run things?
Once you get to the 5, 6, that's T-ball. And there are scores kept. There are league champions. We actually have all-stars for T-ball. My child went last spring, and it is a world just to itself. I've never seen anything like this, to where literally as you cross home plate, you're handed a major league contract. It's the greatest thing. My kid will be playing for the Astros next season.
That's right.
Better believe it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're looking for that money to start rolling in.
You've obviously had as far as parents are concerned, you've put some pretty competitive parents that like the.
I'll say this: we've been extremely fortunate that. I haven't had to toss too many parents. A couple of grandparents had to get some warnings. There was that.
That's it. That's it. Greatest generation ever.
Mi abuela es loco.
We actually had an individual. I was umpiring one of the games, the last games of the season, and I've never umpired a game in my life, and that actually came to fruition. That obviously the team figured it out because the calls I was making.
Safe.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
Turned around, I was on the wrong field. Apparently,
that'll happen.
Yeah, but no, we've actually been extremely fortunate that we've got a very good. Let me see. Is there any wood I can knock on here? It's early in the season, so we've been very fortunate that we haven't had any issues.
Well, it's all in the leadership, how it's
definitely,
ran, and
definitely,
you know, and that's the reason why you probably don't have that, because you guys have set a good expectation up front with your parents of what's happening, and you see the benefits from that. And I know we'll get in some more, you know, in a few minutes when we come back from the break. But I did have a lot more questions for you, as far as I know you guys are Lions baseball, but you know how you have, you know, Dixie Youth, and then you have Little League. Yep. What do y'all play in when y'all go to the All Stars?
We are Dixie Youth. It is, and we play Dixie Youth baseball. We just got away from the Dixie Youth moniker simply because there was no other than just being associated with that particular league in one particular season. We have fall baseball. We don't play. I mean, we play technically Dixie rules at that point in time, but that's just a way to play baseball. I mean, it's just, I mean, you know, Little League doesn't do pitching at certain ages. We do pitching at different ages, and that's the only real difference there. So we got away from it. If you go look at, you know, any of the Gwinnett County parks, they don't play Archer Dixie Youth baseball. I mean, it's their own brand. So that's kind of where we got to. And what the issue we found was that there wasn't an avenue to have the head coaches at Appalachia, head coach, you know, at Winder Barre as a feeder system. If you look at Gwinnett County, you can start at Archer, and you can be Archer all the way until you get to high school. Well, we don't necessarily have that here because we're not affiliated. So we decided to become our own brand, expand out that every child in Barre County has an opportunity with, you know, the addition of the new high school in the next few years. We wanted everybody to have a say in where they got to play, and we've really done well with Coach Smith and Appalachian coaches to have them come in and help us out and help
that's
us.
That's cool.
Grow. Yeah,
that's good.
Sorry.
And that's another thing too. When we come back from the break, is just want to kind of get into, you know, some of the differences, maybe rules wise, with Little League and Dixie Youth and U Trip and stuff like that. So, but you've been listening to the Jim and I Ransom Effect. When we come back, stay with us and we'll talk some more with Jim Rowe.
This is the Jim and I Ransom Effect.